Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and I'm so happy to be back. I feel like I was gone 1 week from the show, and I feel like it's eternity. I miss everybody. Thank you to all the listeners who are asking about me. I appreciate it. I'm back. And I'm back with a great, great guest tonight. I have Bob Proctor. He's known for The Secret, the other book, You Were Born Rich, another best-selling author. He has other books that are out there. He has seminars, courses, personal coaching. We have a great, great guest tonight. Bob, you're with us, right?
I am, Brian. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And we're really happy to have you here with us tonight.
So, been some ideas.
Sounds great. There's so many people tuning in that are actually not inventors also, but they're here and they're listening to you. I guess you really have a loyal following out there, huh?
Well, the truth is everybody has the power to invent. They've certainly got the creativity locked up within them if they just start to use it.
Absolutely. Well, there's people out there that have dreams and they want their ideas to become reality. And listeners, if you're one of these people and you're stuck at a point in the invention process, whether it's finding who to make a prototype or finding the right patent attorney or choosing the right color for your packaging, or you're at a point where everybody that you go to basically says, no, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in your idea, or you've been doing great and you want to do even better, right? It's time to take a mental time out. It's time to help. It's time for Bob to help us get back on track and get back and be focused. And that's what the show is going to be all about tonight. So, Bob, please help us. We need to take a mental time out.
Well, you know, I think that's a good idea for everybody every now and then. But for anyone that's, you know, got an idea and they're trying to get the idea, you know, to market, really get it working, and they're running into problems, what they've got to do is take a look at the people in the past. Like, look at Walt Disney. Walt Disney almost went bankrupt, I don't know, 13, 15 times, something like that. I mean, he had a list of failures 10 miles long. I was fortunate enough to work with Edmund Hillary. You know, he went to Mount Everest. He went in 51. He went in 52. And he didn't get there until 53. Like, he failed twice before he ever made it. But people that, I guess if we could take ourselves back to the turn of the century and take a look at the Wright brothers and see what they went through, I mean, they must have had the day at the time of their life. Historically, anyone that's ever made a breakthrough, that's come up with something that's a little bit different, they've all had problems. So, I mean, if you're not having problems, you're probably not going very far. You're probably not doing much.
Well, that's how all these ideas come up. We have problems and we have solutions and challenges along the way.
You know, I read something interesting the other day, Brian, that sort of fits this situation tonight. Jonathan Swift said, discovering is seeing what everybody else sees, but thinking what no one else has thought.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
That's really what you're involved in.
I can't wait for all the information. We have a tremendous show with Bob tonight. These are the type of things that we need as we're going through the process. Bob is going to share with us paradigms, multiple sources of income, because a lot of us are working a full-time job and we have an idea on the side that we're looking to build up that hopefully one day will launch and turn into a successful business as well. So there's so many different things. Law of attraction. We're going to talk about The Secret. We have so much to share tonight, and I'm really excited to have Bob with us. So, Bob, help us out. I know you personally for many years from other companies that I've worked with, and I had a chance to really learn and understand, and I've taken a lot of the principles that you've given me and taken action with them, and I'm happy to say that I'm at a certain point, but I always want more. You make me want more. So there's never an end. It's just continuing and continuing and building up on what you have. And a lot of inventors right now, Bob, they email me, they call me, they listen to the show. They're all at a certain point in the invention process that they're just stuck, or they're just giving up, or they're just doing fantastic and they want to do even better. So where can we start, Bob? Should we start with the paradigms? Or,
well,
actually,
first,
you know what,
sure.
Bob? Let's
first
talk
of
about
all, giving
you.
Up should not be an option.
You know what, Bob? Let's talk about you for 1 second, because this is fantastic. You're on the show tonight. Please tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well.
A little bit or a lot?
Well, you know, much about me doesn't really matter. I started out with nothing. I had a couple of months high school formal education. I had no business experience. But I read Think and Grow Rich, and my whole life changed. That was 1961. It's 50 years ago next year. And I've just never stopped studying. I built a big idea in my mind, and I started to work on it. And today I have Life Success Productions. We operate in about, I don't know, 50, 60 countries. We do coaching in 90-some countries. So it just keeps growing. But you say, you know, you want more. Wanting more is good. That's the spiritual essence in us that wants to express itself in a greater way. When a person doesn't want anymore, want to do anymore, they start to go in the other direction, Brian, and I don't think anybody wants to do that.
No, and there's so many times where you're in the process that you just say, you know, I just can't take it anymore. It's just too much. So there's people out there that continue to make it happen, and then there's people that just kind of throw their hands up in the air. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's an evaluation to that, but there's so many people with such great ideas out there, and they could be stopped because of money, or they just don't know who to speak to or where to go.
Well, you know, money is not usually the big problem. Accepting the idea that you can make your idea work is usually the big problem. We just got to know that we can make it work. We don't necessarily know how, but we know we will. Hillary did not know how to get to the top of the mountain. The Wright brothers didn't know how to get the plane off the ground. Anyone that has ever done anything of any consequence didn't know how they were going to do it. They only knew they were going to do it. And you cannot quit. Like, quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option. Because you have to ask yourself, if I give up, what do I do? Then you do nothing. So we've got to make up our mind. When we've got a good idea, we've got to sell that idea. And if we're running into resistance, understand it's resistance that makes you stronger. And, you know, just let it go. Don't let the naysayers or the negative ones bother you.
So there's a point, Bob, there's a point where somebody has an idea and they say, I don't know. I'm just going to sit on it for a while. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. I'm not sure. And then they start to explore a little bit, but they have these paradigms. And if you can explain the paradigms to us, I mean, I know what it is to a point, but I know that you can really elaborate on it to people and just get them past that point.
Well, a paradigm is actually like a control panel in our subconscious mind. It was placed there. It's a genetic conditioning. We inherit it right at the moment of conception. It's the genetic conditioning that causes us to look so much like our relatives. And then when we're born, we have environmental conditioning. You're born into a certain environment, you learn the language in that environment. If you were born into a different environment, you would have learned a different language. If you take a child out of an English-speaking home in New York City and put them in a home in the suburbs of Beijing or, Shanghai, that child's going to grow up speaking Chinese. It could be an English child from English Anglo-Saxon parents, but the child's going to grow up speaking Chinese because that's what it's surrounded by. Well, we are programmed by our surroundings, and it's a multitude of habits, and it's in our subconscious mind. Now, that multitude of habits controls our behavior. It controls everything we do. And if we have a feeling, well, I feel like giving up, that's the paradigm that's trying to get you to give up. Make up your mind you're going to change your paradigm. I'll give you an example. I was raised with the idea, Brian, that if you're going to earn a lot of money, you've got to be really smart. I was raised with the idea if you're going to build a business, you've got to have a good formal education. Well, I read Think and Grow Rich, and I started cleaning an office. I was trying to earn a little extra money on the side. Then I got another office to clean. I was on a fire department in a suburb of Toronto. Do you know, in less than 5 years, I was cleaning offices in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Cleveland, Atlanta, London, England. My income went up over $1 million a year. Now, I knew that the information I'd been raised with was wrong. They said, if you're going to earn a lot of money, you've got to be really smart. I knew I wasn't very smart, but I was earning a lot of money. They said, if you're going to have a business, you've got to have a good formal education. I didn't have any, but I had a good business. I read something by Sophia Loren the other day. She said, getting ahead in a difficult profession requires avid faith in yourself. You must be able to sustain yourself against staggering blows. There is no code of conduct to help beginners. That is why some people with mediocre talent but great inner drive go much further than people with vastly superior talent. Well, that's what we need. We need that inner drive to handle those staggering blows. Because when you're inventing, you're going to come up against staggering blows. You're going to get to come up against people, the naysayers, the people that say it can't be done. I remember the one time, it was a long time ago, but it just came to mind because we're on the radio.
Right.
I was on a radio being interviewed, and the guy that was interviewing me, I felt sorry for him. Everything, he was so negative, he was a naysayer. And I said, listen, I said, you know, if it wasn't for the people that are the opposite to you, you wouldn't even have a job. When Marconi got the idea, he was going to send a message through from one place to the other, just through the medium of the molecule. They checked him out in a mental institution.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's what we're doing right now.
You're right.
And so I said, you don't want to be too negative about new ideas. Because, as I said, at one time the radio was a new idea.
That's very good. Bob, we're going to come back in a few moments. We're done with segment one. We'll be back with segment two. We have Bob Proctor on our show tonight, and he is prepared to give us much more information when we have an idea what to do next and keep moving forward. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
For the past decade, I've been recommending Kingston for all your drive and memory need. And each year, they never fail to impress me. Well, they've done it again with the SSD Now V-Series Drive. If you truly want to enhance your system without breaking the bank, then you have to check this out. The V stands for value. This drive is available as a standalone unit or with their desktop or notebook bundle kit. The bundle kit even includes Acronis True Image cloning software. SSDs use less power and have no moving parts. When using a notebook, less power means the difference between finishing a movie on an airplane before the battery dies. With no moving parts, an SSD is more durable to drops and shock. It will improve performance as boot and shutdown times are reduced and programs open and close faster. In general, the system is snappier. It's like breathing life into an old system. When I choose memory or drives for my own computer, I always choose Kingston. Kingston has it all: quality, performance, and price. Go to Kingston.com for more information. Install them in your computer. I promise you're going to love them.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.